WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us in our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. If you're a teacher, we don't need to tell you this, but if you're not, perhaps you have teachers in your life. Whether or not they are friends or family members, you know they spend a lot of money out of their own pocket on supplies for their classroom, sometimes thousands of dollars. There is a new effort to help teachers to pay for some of those costs. It's called the Help a Teacher Foundation. We're happy to have with us this morning Debbie Scott, who's the founder of Help a Teacher Foundation. Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to our chat as I mentioned, my friends in my life who are teachers, and they spend so much money, in some cases even buying toilet paper for their students. This is a big deal. Teachers already underpaid. How is your foundation helping them out?
Well, what we do is we make it possible for people who care about the situation for teachers and teachers who have needs to connect. What it is it's a Facebook page. It's simply called Help a Teacher. And if any teacher would simply go to Help a Teacher, they will receive instructions. They can message us or they can go to our webpage, helpateacher.com, and learn how to make a post. And what they do is they just post on Facebook. They post and they tell us a little bit about themselves, where they teach, what grade, and then they give us an Amazon wish list. That Amazon wish list has the things that they need for their classroom. And we post that on Facebook for everybody to see across the country. And then anybody can get on and say, hey, here's a teacher in Chicago. I want to send something to this teacher. And they can go through the Amazon wish list, and in a matter of moments through Amazon, they can send those supplies directly to that teacher.
What a wonderful idea. Where did you come up with this? What motivated you to do this, and how did you come up with this idea?
You know, Steve, it's the strangest thing. It happened after those Florida school shootings, and I was just watching TV and seeing that over and over, and I started thinking about teachers and reached out to a few teachers. And then one night, February 27th, in my living room, I was just thinking about all those teachers, and I just suddenly had a thought, and the thought was make a Facebook page, let teachers post what they need, let anybody fill it, and call it Help a Teacher. I truly believe that thought came to me from God, that he just gave me the idea. I sat right down and made a Facebook page, and I've never made a Facebook page before. And within 2 months, we were in every single state. It grew so quickly. We have a reach right now of 5 million people. And it's amazing to me, the privilege of being able to reach out and help all of these teachers. It amazes me how much we've been able to do and the thousands of teachers that we've been able to help. We have giveaways and we try to encourage our teachers and lift them up and just let them know that we appreciate them, that they're valuable. You know, I can't do much about their pay and the problems that we have in that area. But we can all help. We could all send a box of crayons or a box of pencils, and it encourages these teachers so much.
And it's very simple too. You've sort of taken the middleman out of this. Most organizations, they collect the money and then they pass it on to teachers. I know you do part of that as well. But this idea of just going right to Amazon and buying what teachers need is wonderful.
It is, and it you know, people really enjoy doing it. It's more of a personal way to touch. You get to pick the teacher, and then when the teacher gets the supplies, the teacher posts a picture on Facebook of whatever their gift was. So it's a real personal way to do it. A lot of people hesitate to give money to nonprofits these days. There's been a lot of things in the news about abuse of those funds, and so people are sometimes hesitant to give money that they don't know where it's going or how it's going to be spent. And this is just a beautiful way to reach out and actually touch a teacher. You know, we have teachers in classrooms that are teaching without books, without crayons, without pencils. And unless they buy those things themselves, and not every teacher can afford to do that, then they just simply do without. You know, we wonder in this country why our education is going down. We spend money on buildings and curriculum and And we've overlooked the teachers. The teachers are the key to education. They're the key to the success of our educational system. And we need to appreciate these teachers, and we need to help them, because we're going to lose them. We're going to lose our teachers if we don't do something. And this is just a way for every single person to reach out. Everybody can afford to send a box of pencils or a box of crayons. And so it's a really cool way to lift up our teachers and say, you're valuable and we do care. We want to help.
You have obviously interacted with a lot of teachers since this started. I mentioned the toilet paper example of just one example that I know of that seems sort of odd, and just I can't believe that it happens. But what are some of the stories that you hear from teachers about how significant their efforts are to find supplies and other things for their classrooms?
It's really amazing. One of the things that surprises me is that we were a few months into this, and a teacher posted and told us that children can't learn when they're hungry. And so then we started hearing from more and more teachers, these children come to school and they're hungry. They're not eating at home for one reason or another, and it doesn't really matter what the reason is. If they're not eating, they're not eating. And so these teachers, out of their own money, they're buying snacks and keeping them in their classrooms so that they can feed these kids. It's not, and a lot of the schools have, you know, free breakfast and free lunch, but when they get there Monday morning and they haven't eaten all weekend, they're really hungry, so they get that free breakfast, but they're hungry again quickly. And sometimes the teachers tell me that they believe that the only food that their students are eating are what they get at the schools. And so teachers are spending money on food to actually feed these children.
Debbie, what do you see as, obviously you want to get this going, and it's you now say it's in every state. What is the next logical step for an organization like Help a Teacher? What do you just continue to plan on building on this success, or what is in the future for Help a Teacher?
Well, we have the Help a Teacher Foundation, which is a 501(c). We want to build that up. We want to get donations, maybe corporate donations, or people who don't necessarily want to get online and go through Amazon wish lists and send out items, but they want to contribute. So we're hoping to be able to build up this Help a Teacher Foundation so that we can reach out and we can do more. We do giveaways. We do a lot of things, but it's just simply what I can afford to do at this point. And so we'd like to build that up so that we would have access to more funds, so that we could do more giveaways, so that we could be more responsive to the needs of teachers. We'd like to send out food once a month. We'd like to send out, you know, snack packs and things that could help the teachers. We've actually spoken to teachers who have no books. Their libraries have been depleted of books, and books have not been repurchased, and they have zero books. Now, I can't imagine a school without a school library, but it's happening. We hear from a lot of teachers that are trying to build up a classroom library just so that their students will still have the experience of holding books and reading books. I think that the no books in a school has been the thing that just astounded me the most. I cannot understand teachers that have to teach when there are no books. And yet we know that that's happening.
People can go to the main website, helpateacherfoundation.org. One of the things there is you can donate, make contributions there, but you can also set up recurring donations as well so that you can keep giving.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And we appreciate everything that anyone gives us there. Those funds will be used specifically to help a teacher. We have no overhead costs. We have no buildings. We have no jets. We have nothing like that. Everything that is contributed goes to actually help a teacher.
All right. Debbie, well, congratulations on this, and thank you for helping out. And we're happy to get the word out about this. Again, it's facebook.com. Help a Teacher is the login there, is the call sign there. And then you can also follow at Help a Teacher 2 on Twitter, and then helpateacherfoundation.org. Anything else people should know?
We are on Instagram, Help a Teacher on Instagram. We welcome all teachers to post wish lists. And we welcome anybody who wants to make a difference. Please come check out the Facebook page. You cannot read these stories from these teachers and not be moved to help.
Debbie, thank you very much, and please come back.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve, for having me.
All right. Debbie Scott, the founder of Help a Teacher Foundation. Again, the website is helpateacherfoundation.org and on Facebook at Help a Teacher.